This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 33, and today's devotion is titled, Begin Cleaning the Kitchen. Begin cleaning the kitchen. Our scripture memory for today comes from John chapter 20, verse 7. It says, "And the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself." Perhaps you've never really given much thought to that verse. Maybe you didn't even know it was in the Bible. Just imagine, Jesus had just been resurrected after having died on the cross for our sins. He was the Savior of the world. He'd just done all of this important stuff. And yet, what was the first thing he did before he left the tomb? He folded the burial cloth that he had been wrapped in, and he set it neatly in a place by itself. The Messiah, the one who had just given his life for our sins, took a moment to perform an ordinary task. Does that just boggle your mind? When I first read that verse, it did mine. I just couldn't even imagine. Our God is a God of order. It would have gone against his nature to leave a mess behind. I'm suggesting that neatness begets peace. It demonstrates a deeper meaning. A house, a home that is chaotic, isn't a house that represents that peace and that sanctuary we find in Him. So over the past few days and weeks, we've discussed creating a routine for your day and getting a schedule set up or a routine so that you know what comes next. Today we're going to start the journey of getting our homes in order, room by room. This is a big task. It may take several days just to do the kitchen, which is what we're starting with today. Don't get discouraged. For this week, you should set aside either an entire day to work on the kitchen, or set aside 1 to 2 hours a day depending on how much cleaning you need to do, what your time schedule is like, what all you have going on in your life right now. But let's get it done. It's important to keep the kitchen sanitized and in good working order, not only for your health's sake, but for your family's sake as well. Nothing is more discouraging, in my opinion, than walking into a messy kitchen, especially when it's time to prepare a meal. The best way to get really organized and clean in the kitchen, I think, is to pull everything out of your cupboards. From spices to dishes to pots and pans, it all needs to go. You can do this in sections if you're satisfied with the arrangement of your dishes or your pantry items and such. But if things aren't working for you very well, you might want to pull it all out at once, set it in your dining room or somewhere where it's out of the way as much as possible, and start over. I know I've done this in the past, and it can be very beneficial when you feel like things just aren't working as well as they could be. Sometimes we get used to the way we do things, but maybe they're not the best way we could be doing them. Have you ever wondered how much of your life is difficult simply because of the way you do things? So let's go through all of your belongings and decide what you really need. Currently, I'm repainting my kitchen. It's been a long and arduous task. I had decided this time when I painted my kitchen that I would pull out all the items from one cupboard and paint that cupboard and then put everything back and then move on to the next one. So that's what I'm currently doing. The first time I painted my kitchen years ago when we moved into our home, I pulled everything out at once and filled up my dining room so I could get it done. But however you want to do it, it's up to you. There's no right or wrong way. But we're going to get it all out of there, and you're going to go through all of your belongings and decide what you really need. Now, I know that I am not a gadget kind of girl. Some girls are. But I know that the way I do things is I like my cutting board and my knife. I like my food processor and my Vitamix. And those are the appliances or gadgets that I use on a regular basis. Pretty much anything else that comes into my home for the kitchen will not be used, aside from pots and pans and dishes. So I don't really need a lot of other things because I just won't use them, and then they just take up space. My husband used to buy me really cool gadgets for the kitchen, and I had to tell him to stop because I simply don't use them. And he was doing that out of love to try to help me out. But to me, it's easier just to use those four things: my knife, a cutting board, a food processor, and a blender or Vitamix. So that's how I do things. You may decide that some of the things you have in your cupboards you're not really using, or maybe they have outlived their worth and are no longer useful to you. So you're going to decide what things will be appropriate for giving away, or for maybe putting in a yard sale, or just simply tossing them in the trash. And as you clean out your cupboards, you're going to start cleaning the inside and the outside of your cupboards. I suggest that you fill a dish pan that you can move around with you, or you can fill up the sink with hot water and add a cleaner that cuts grease and grime, because in the kitchen a lot of times, if you fry foods or whatever, that oily grime gets on everything. If your cabinets are wood, painted or stained, you may want to use a product such as Murphy's Oil, which is gentle and still cleans and it smells good. Otherwise, you might want to use a product such as Lysol or Spick and Span, or whatever favorite product that you have to use. Next, you're going to wash the inside as well as the outside of your cupboards. If you haven't done so before, I suggest you line your cupboard shelves with a pretty shelf paper, or my favorite these days is the Easy Liners. You can find those at Walmart, and they're kind of cushioned. They come in different patterns, and I really think it's just a great product. I use it in all my cupboards and in other places in my home. Your dishes don't slide on them, and they're easy to wipe down. You can even throw them in the washing machine if you want to. So it's just a really great product that I use in my own home. When it's time to put your dishes and other items back into your cupboards, you want to keep these things in mind. Number one, place items used frequently within easy reach. Nothing is more frustrating than trying to get to your favorite mixing bowl if you have to climb up high to get it every time you use it. Number two, place items near the area where they are used, or place items near the dishwasher to make putting them away easier. The goal really is to just make the best use of your space and to make things easier for you so that when you're cooking and cleaning, it's less of a chore. Number three, use storage containers, baskets, or drawers to store plastic containers and lids. Number 4, store pantry items where you will be able to easily see what you have in stock. Number 5, items such as flour, sugar, cereal, dried fruits, and oatmeal store better in jars. In our house, I use canning jars, quart-sized jars, large or other glass containers to store our dry goods. For my flour and other large dry goods, I purchased pretty vintage glass canisters. I also purchased some glass canisters that I think I got at Walmart. They're pretty inexpensive, but they look nice on your counter. And that's what I store mine in. You may have something already pretty that you keep yours in. But if not, think about investing in some nice canisters for your flours and cornmeal and such. You want to make your kitchen as inviting and pretty as you can so that it makes you happy to be in there. And number 7, once you've cleaned and reorganized your cabinets, clear everything from your countertops. And finally, once you've cleaned and reorganized your cabinets, clear everything from your countertops. Spray with disinfectant and scrub dust, grease, and grime from them. Also, wash the walls between the upper cabinets and the lower cabinets. This is a big task. It may take you several days, and that's okay. Tomorrow, we'll continue in our task of cleaning the kitchens. And believe me, when it's done, you're going to feel great. And you'll feel like you've accomplished a lot. And it's just going to make cooking and cleaning the kitchen so much more of a joy. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much again for your love, for your grace, and for your mercy. Lord, we want to get the chaos out of our homes. We want to live a life that glorifies you. Lord, you are a God of order. And while you love us, no matter what state our homes are in, we're looking for peace, Lord. And while you offer the peace that passes no understanding, we know that by creating an inviting, a warm and welcoming atmosphere in our homes, an atmosphere of order, will also provide an atmosphere of peace for our families. Lord, help us to be the homemakers that you have called us to be. Please bless each of the ladies listening today. Bless their homes, bless their families. Give them wisdom, courage, and strength. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray, amen. Well, I hope you have been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled, Cleaning the Kitchen Appliances.